This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin's Harley-Davidson is in a financial pothole. The motorcycle maker again announced disappointing third-quarter earnings last week. The company and analysts say younger people are not interested in expensive, high-powered bikes. Patty Murray reports.
It's the Harley sound. That's a new Harley Street Glide. Harley is introducing the Street Glide for 2018. It's part of a plan to expand its demographic beyond baby boomers. It has a slightly lower price point than other large bikes. There weren't stereotypical tough bikers at a Halloween family event at Doc's Harley-Davidson west of Green Bay this weekend. Mike Hartzheim brought his family to the party. He's a longtime Harley rider and a boomer. He understands that bikes may be out of reach for some.
Motorcycles aren't cheap. I mean, whether it's a Honda or a Harley or whatever, but the starting entry ones are coming down in price, and some of the ones Harley's made changes this year gearing more towards younger people. So once you get somebody's foot in the door, they go from there.
Docks and other Harley dealerships often host family events like this one that even offered something as square as a hayride, and some of the attractions are year-round.
We have a zoo with a camel and a herd of buffalo and alligators and tortoises. And we also have a classic car and cycle.
Kirsten Helling is Doc's daughter and now the general manager of the dealership. She grew up in the industry along with its ups and downs.
Well, the ups have been up enough where we had waiting lists for new motorcycles. That was several years. And downs haven't really been what I'd consider to be a down, more of just a flat.
When a company's third quarterly profits are down by 40% compared to last year, it might not sound like there's a whole lot to celebrate. Shipments of Harleys were also down by 5,000 bikes in the third quarter. A stock analyst with Edward Jones says Harley's problem seems to be a focus on heavyweight bikes. Robin Dietrich says big, expensive bikes are losing favor worldwide.
With less expensive motorcycles, but also just trying to look for that appeal balance between price and performance that they think will appeal to kind of that younger millennial type of rider. So that's been something they've been focused on for quite a while.
Diedrich recommends a hold status on Harley stock. She says it's not a sell because of the company's plans to introduce more than a dozen new bikes in the next decade. She says it's just not a Harley problem, but one for the whole industry. That echoes comments Harley's CEO made to stock analysts last week. Matt Levitich says the company is looking to build on the Asian market.
Well, the U.S. is a mature motorcycle market. We're investing to grow it. As the motorcycle industry leader with 115 years of experience, we believe we're well positioned to build ridership and strengthen the sport of motorcycling over time.
Back at the Halloween party, rider Mike Hartzheim doesn't seem to be too scared over his favorite bike maker's future.
Well, when I come back from a long trip and get in a car, it feels too easy. You know, motorcycle is just different. You're out in the wind, you're out in the air, you're out in the rain. And rain's not a bad thing, it's just a different way to travel.
And no car sounds like this. Patty Murray, wow. Wisconsin Public Radio.
Okay.